I'm seriously so glad you're staying. I turned to Elliot as he spoke and nodded before returning my attention to where my feet were. I had been in countless situations where I'd had to have quick footwork, but climbing up and down this hill in the Texas Hill Country meant that I was more likely to trip over a small rock and hurt my ankle. That or fall into a grouping of cacti. Why there were so many cacti, I didn't know. I was used to tall trees that shed their leaves in the winter and snow on the ground for months on end. Of course, I had been living in L.A. and traveling with Bethany around the world for the past few years, so I couldn't really say that anymore. Trace, you okay? I turned to Elliot Wilder, pausing to take in the view. Yeah, just trying to not fall and get a cactus stuck up my ass. Elliot burst out laughing. Really? Cactus up your ass? Shut up, I said with a snort, shaking my head. That does sound a little pointed, though, doesn't it? Elliot snorted again, grinning. Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I want up my ass. He looked damn good when he laughed. Not that I let myself think that often. After all, I had better things to do than watch the way Elliot smiled. I worked with the Wilders now, and though technically Elliot wasn't my boss, it was still too weird. I shouldn't think about how good the other man looked in jeans, or his usual dress pants. Plus, I was dating Alicia.
Are you sure you're okay to do this? You can take the day off. I smiled at my sister-in-law, and while I knew she was doing her best to soothe my hurts after my accident, I just wanted to get on with my life. Embarrassment crawled over me, but I didn't think she would notice. After all, it wasn't every day that a Wilder fell off a cliff. At least I hoped to hell it wouldn't be every day. I'm fine, really. It was only a few stitches, and thankfully I'm the Wilder with the longest hair, so it is covered. I slid my hand through said hair and shook it out. My hair touched my shoulders now, something that it hadn't ever done. When we were younger, all of us had short hair. My dad had liked us to look like the little soldiers and airmen that we would become, and only my sister ever had long hair.
Are you joking right now? You scared us.
I reached out and gripped Alexis's hand. She smiled and squeezed back. I am fine, and I've been working with you on this wedding for months now. Alexis shook her head.
And I'm so grateful for that. I hadn't realized that both members of my team would get pregnant at the same time and end up on maternity leave while this wedding happened.
I know the babies came early, but are they okay? For real? A soft expression slid over Alexis's face, and she nodded.
The babies are just fine, I promise. It was a little scary there at first, but they barreled their way into the world with love, and now both moms are at home with their family and their new babies, and I'm so grateful that you stepped up. I know wedding planning isn't your thing.
Sydney, darling, I don't understand why you didn't want your hair up. It would look better with the veil. And honestly, as soon as that Texas wind hits you, you're just going to look like a bedraggled mess. Why didn't you listen to your sister? I barely resisted the urge to rub my temples, but I was used to the way my mother spoke to me. It had always been like that. A little stress, a little pain, and a whole lot of passive-aggressive attitude. But that was my mother. I like my hair down, and if it gets a little messy in the wind, it's fine. The wind is going to push at my dress as it is. My mother's eyes narrowed as she traced her gaze over my voluminous dress, the amount of tulle and fabric overwhelming me. It hadn't been my first choice, but it was my sister's and my mother's favorites. They loved that I looked like a fairy princess, and because I hadn't cared about what dress I wore, because I was marrying the love of my life, I let them have that one. It was easier than dealing with constant fighting, or the barbs, or anything that came with my family.